Phil Minicky for Rick Kogan. He reports on news and trends in Chicago's suburbs for the Chicago Tribune, focusing on the legalization of marijuana. He's written articles on license plate cameras, the Bears move to Arlington Heights, and more. He's won multiple Chicago Headline Club Awards. He's Robert McCoppin. Robert, thank you for joining us here on WGN. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. So we got to talk about this opening that happened yesterday, I believe. It was the very first marijuana lounge in Illinois, right?
That's right. The first one specifically designed for the purpose, yes. It was down in way down in Cesar, Illinois, which is almost all the way to Carbondale. And it was in a former bank that a woman down there, Holly Rader, bought in town and fixed up. After it was a bank, it was a bar, and she turned it into, it had been abandoned for a while, she turned it into a marijuana smoking lounge.
And your article of the 8th, that was what, Wednesday, Thursday, this past week, talked about it, and there's great pictures on the Tribune's website, too. It looks like an incredible place. Why did this not happen in Chicago, Robert? What's the deal there?
Well, Mayor Lightfoot had introduced an ordinance to allow marijuana smoking lounges in the city last year, but the city council held it up. There were concerns that there were concerns about equity, for one thing, because you can only have these in, by state law, you can only have a cannabis consumption lounge in a either a marijuana dispensary that sells, that is licensed to sell pot, or in a tobacco shop, like a cigar shop, where they, you know, people smoke cigars. But almost all of those, and they're supposed to be freestanding by them in a building by themselves, almost all of those that would fit the that description are on the north side, so there aren't many on the south side. And also, some aldermen have been upset that the state has never given out licenses to the new licenses that they're supposed to give for new dispensaries and growers. And so basically the current industry is almost all white owned industry, and there's no people of color owning anything. So there's been reluctance to give out new businesses when the state hasn't given out any new businesses to licenses to people of color.
All right, I have a question, and I'm confused with this. I think you said that if you own a dispensary, you can have people smoke there, yes?
Yes, yes.
Why aren't they doing that in Chicago?
Well, because they're making so much money just selling marijuana, why would they open a lounge to smoke it? It would just be more trouble and responsibility for them with very little additional revenue. They're making millions of dollars statewide, you know, just selling it. And people have to, since you're not allowed to smoke it legally in public, people just have to take it home and smoke it.
Right. And do you see this potentially happening in Cesar?
Well, they are, you know, they have the lounge now there that they can go to. I mean, it's a very small town, and it's, you know, near Wren Lake down there, so it's somewhat of a tourist area for boaters. But, you know, it's awfully far from any big population centers. So, you know, it remains to be seen how many people they'll be able to draw there.
Right, right. But it seems like they're doing things right there. I mean, again, you know, noting your pictures in your article, and they have some information as well that it looks fantastic, right?
Yeah, she put a lot of work into it. Her and her family worked on it, and yeah, they're going all out now. I should say there's also actually one other place I know of that is allowing people to smoke marijuana, and that's Aroma's Hookah Lounge in DeKalb. They just started a couple weeks ago. They've been open for over a year for hookahs, which is flavored tobacco smokers. But they just added allowing marijuana smokers to come in. And I should note that both these places you have to bring your own. They cannot sell it. Like right. I said, only a licensed dispensary can sell it. But so it's BYOC, bring your own cannabis.
Right. We're talking with Robert McCoppin of the Chicago Tribune about the marijuana lounge that opened way, way, way downstate. The entry fee, we have to talk about that. This is hilarious. It's $420 yeah. to get in. That's genius. That's
yeah, $420 is kind of code word for marijuana for people like to partake. So
right.
they it's a reference to that.
Definitely. Now, you can buy CBD there, correct?
Yes. She does sell CBD, both these, and she, Donna Sesser, Holly Rader does, she sells or rents bongs and pipes, things to smoke with, rolling papers, and she has done kind of a roaring 20s Gatsby feel, she said, with her own funky taste for the decor, and she plans to have sort of cigarette girls serving rolling papers, that kind of thing.
Right. Right. Now, I just can't let this go by. You can rent bongs there. Really?
If I recall correctly, you can, yes, rent from my discussions with her. You can rent equipment to smoke with.
Right. Right. And the head shop, so to speak, is the old bank vault in this building. It sounds really awesome.
That's right, yes. It sounds like you're going to make a trip down there and check
well,
it out.
You know, it's just so intriguing that this hasn't happened in Chicago.
It is funny that it's happening far from here. But I would imagine eventually the city council will get around to passing a bill to allow this or an ordinance. And because there's a problem with people not having a place to legally smoke. So, like, there's a lot of tourists that come buy weed, and you can't smoke it in a hotel. Most hotels ban it.
Right.
And any renter, any landlord can ban it from their property, or any business can ban it from their property. And you're not allowed to smoke in public, like in parks or on public transportation. So there's no. It seems that there's very few legal options except in your own home. If you're going to legalize cannabis, you would think, want to have a legal place for people to consume it.
I have a theory of what's going to happen. They're going to see how successful it is down in Sesser, and they're going to say, hey, wait a minute, right? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure people will be watching to see how well that works. And there is a dispensary in Springfield, Maribis, that has proposed opening a consumption lounge there. They recently opened in a movie theater, former AMC movie theater down in Springfield, and they have proposed putting a smoking lounge there. But they need to get rezoning from the city or from Springfield. So that is in the works. We'll see if that happens.
Right. At the Luna Lounge, that's the name of the place in Sesser. They offer food truck options, and they partner with local restaurants and pubs as well, which is very smart, correct? Yeah?
Right. Well, there's some limitations on serving. Tobacco or tobacco products is supposed to be your main source of revenue at one of these places. So they can't open a full kitchen, or they can't serve alcohol. So they try to make arrangements. Same with the Hookah Lounge in DeKalb. They try to make arrangements with local restaurants to deliver food there if you get the munchies.
Sure, which I'm thinking you might. We got about a minute left. Robert McCoppin of the Chicago Tribune. He covers, let's be honest, you cover marijuana for the paper. Really, right?
Yeah, me and Robert Chanik in our business section also covers it, and there's always something going on, and it's a growing industry, billion-dollar industry in Illinois.
There's a lot of money to be made, there's no question about it. And if you think about it, the concept of one of these is just like a bar, but they can't sell it. But you can imbibe there, and it's got the same setup as a bar, I would imagine, right? I mean, just with
right.
the potential
it's,
drawbacks.
It's like a BYOB bar where you have to bring your own your own alcohol. So it's sort of an unusual combination. But yes, proprietors say that the idea is just like a bar where people just can come together and enjoy whatever they're using, and then go home and hopefully hopefully have a designated driver.
Exactly. What's next for Robert McCoppin as we wrap things up?
Well, I'm looking, in light of there's a recent case with the runner, the female Olympic runner, Sha'Carri Richardson, who will not be able to run in the Olympics because she smokes pot. In light of that, I'm looking for people who have lost their jobs due to marijuana drug tests. And so if anybody wants to contact me, they can find me at Robert McCoppin on Twitter or Robert McCoppin at ChicagoTribune.com.
Robert, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today on WGN. We appreciate it.
Thank you.